It's no secret that Illinois is in financial distress, with the ongoing pension crisis, bill backlog, and near-junk status credit rating. This summer, lawmakers approved an income tax hike, but historically, they've been unwilling to make the tough choices needed to get the state back on solid footing. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, political science professor Christopher Mooney offers some insights on why. To understand why budgeting in Illinois has been so difficult, you looked first at residents' opinions from a recent poll done by the Paul Simon Institute. How did Illinoisans feel about raising taxes?
The kind of taxes that a lot of people, that most people pay, that the state basically relies on largely, are ones that people oppose raising, right? Income tax, gas tax, that sort of thing. What they don't mind, at least they mind less raising, are taxes that are more focused on individual kind of people that maybe they don't fall into that category, right? So they want, you know, they'd like to see gambling taxes increased, or they'd like to see millionaires' taxes increased, or they, you know, that sort of thing.
That's understandable that most Illinoisans say don't raise taxes that affect them the most. But that brings us to the other side of the budget equation. How do they feel about spending?
You know, when you ask people, should government spending be increased or decreased, they largely say decrease government spending, because it's kind of a vague, amorphous idea. You know, it seems like it's just bureaucracy, or it's just something that does something for somebody else. But if you start breaking it down on particular policy areas, then attitudes change dramatically. While they would love to see government spending cut in general, they don't want these particular programs cut. And the problem is that government spending, writ large, is made up of all these particular programs.
How does economic theory help us understand why Illinoisans have somewhat conflicting views?
There's a particular thing when you're talking about public goods, and that's what we're talking about here in this case. When you're talking about public education, when you're talking about public safety, when you talk about natural resources, as opposed to where if I go out on the street and I buy a hot dog, I'm making all the choices about the hot dog. I know what hot dog I want. I'm going to put ketchup on there if I want to. I don't care what anybody in Chicago says. And I'm going to eat that hot dog, and I'm going to pay the price for the hot dog, and I'm going to get all the benefit for that hot dog. That's just the way it is in the private market. Like I can keep you from eating my hot dog, I can't get people keep people from attending school or getting police services if I don't particularly want to. It's sort of we're all in this together, and that's the idea of the public good, right? There are some things that we need to get together and do collectively, and that's why we've developed these institutions of government over the years to help us make those sorts of decisions, and that's what government is there to do.
And what do these views on taxes and spending mean for lawmakers or policymakers and the job that they need to do?
So policymakers are faced with, you know, a bit of a dilemma. What they're trying to do is represent the wishes of their constituents, but constituents' wishes are a little bit schizophrenic here, right? They don't want to increase revenue, but they would love to increase spending. And the sort of areas of revenue that they particularly don't like are the ones that are most efficient and that actually get, you know, substantial amounts of revenue. So policymakers are a little bit in a bind at that point.
So what can lawmakers do when their constituents want both lower taxes and more spending?
You know, the way you can get around this public goods problem and this free riders problem is to make people understand that, yes, even though maybe I'm not getting a benefit of this particular policy at this particular moment, I might in the future get benefit from it, or I might get benefit from some other policy. So, this is all of us pitching in together. And when politicians denigrate political institutions that are there to try to make these decisions, when they, you know, pander to voters' misunderstandings, when they exacerbate regional tensions within the state, those are things that go in the opposite direction. Those move us away from really understanding the common good.
That was Christopher Mooney, political science professor at University of Illinois Springfield. Read the full story online at nprillinois.org.